Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
We're going to discover one more. Because it's not the faith part of it. We got the faith. We believe. So why it didn't come? Why the healing didn't come? So we got to look differently now. We got to look what? Differently. Because it's supposed to come. Healing is there. So why that person didn't get it? And then I went and see that. We got to fight for it. And not only the pastor, the person who's sick has to fight for it. You better fight. Don't come asking for prayer if you're not ready to fight. You're going to have to be ready to fight for it. Oh, you got to fight with everything in you. Hallelujah. The church is getting it. The church is getting it. Look now. We need what? We need light. We got to contend for it. We got to fight for it. We must take hold of light. Light, what I'm talking about in Scripture, is knowledge. Light that I'm talking about in Scripture. When the Scripture talk about light, it's talking about knowledge. Psalms 119, 130. Let's look at that. Now read. So powerful this is now. The entrance of your word gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. Get that Scripture. So the word that matches up to my situation gives me knowledge, give me understanding of how to get the result. The entrance of your word gives what? Light. The entrance of your word gives what? It gives light. I need light. Look at Psalms 119. Stay there. 105. What David says. Stay there. Let's look at it. Let's look at what it says. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So the word of God is going to show me what to do. Let me say that again. The word of God going to show me I cannot get anything from the kingdom of God outside of his word. I now understand. Not a wish thing. It's not a wish. It doesn't work. It's the word that leads me to the treasures in heaven. So I have to uncover that word. I have to find that word. Because if I don't find the word, I will stay blind. There will be no profit in there. Look at Psalms 82 verse 5. See, I'm teaching you the word. I'm breaking it for you to understand. All right? I want you to understand. I'm trying my best to be as good a teacher here this month as I possibly can. Psalms 82 verse 5. They do not know, nor do they understand. They walk about in darkness. All the foundation of the herd are unstable. So why are we struggling? Right here. Why we are struggling right here? We don't know. We do not know because we don't have the light of the Scripture. So because we don't know, it says right there, we don't understand how to bring about my healing, how to bring about my peace, how to bring about my joy, how to bring about my finance. I don't know. And because I don't know, I struggle. I have no spiritual understanding. I gotta quit. People say, I go to this church. So, that don't mean a thing. To me personally, it don't mean a thing. You go because you learn and you have experience. And now you can teach somebody. Yeah. Then it means, I wanna know. Yeah. Yeah. Then I wanna know, man. Tell me. You gotta be able to get it. When you get it, you can teach somebody. David says, I was young. Now I'm old. And he says, here's what I know. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, or his children begging bread. You can't be that. David got that. He got the experience. It wasn't wishing it upon a star. He was talking reality. When we don't know, we stumble. When we don't know, we struggle. When we have light, we can walk. We can see. Psalms 36, verse 9. Psalms 36. The psalm is powerful. Psalms 36, verse 9. Now, let's read that now. For with you is the fountain of life. Right? Come on. All right? So, in your light, we see light. Okay? Read it one more time. This is the fountain of life. In your light, we see light. Watch it. The light that I have will enable you to see light. Let me go back there. Let that simmer in. The light that I have will enable you to see light. So in order for you to grow in these things, I first got to grow in it. That's where it's at. We got to quit fooling people. There's absolutely no way the people in the congregation can grow until the guy in the pulpit grow. It's impossible. It is impossible. Believe me. It is impossible. Unless you got to take that scripture and throw it away. You got to take that scripture and throw it away then. Because it says God is a fountain of life. And in your light, I have to get light from. So you see, in that light, I see light. So in the knowledge that is coming from the pulpit, the understanding that is coming from the pulpit, then you get the knowledge, then you get the understanding, and then you get to do the thing. Are you hearing me this morning? Hallelujah. There's absolutely no way. Absolutely no way. You got to get it. In your light, I see light. So that's why I talked to Pastor Dye. He said, we're going to dig in this month. And you heard it says, this teaching, I come to you and it says, I'm going to learn from it. And I'm going to get it. And I'm going to what? Experience it. I'm going to dig in deep to get it. Because it's not your job to dig in deep to get it. It's my job to dig in deep to get it. And when I get it, I give it to you. And when I give it to you, you can use it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have a retired teacher in here. And she can testify to that. It's not the student's responsibility to prepare the lesson. It's her job to prepare that lesson. It's her job to know the subject. And when she knows that subject, and then she delivers that subject, then she expects that student now to grasp it and do it. Hallelujah. Yeah. When we get it wrong sitting in our class, she says, did I not show you? Did I not tell you? That's right. So I need to dig into this thing so that you can get this thing, so that you can all get the understanding of the things that is in heaven. Wow, boy, time running by fast. Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 2. Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 2. Go to Ezekiel. This is just a foundation of the next three Sundays. You better not miss them. Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 2. Let's read it. The Spirit entered me when he spoke to me. And set me on my feet, and I heard him who spoke to me. Read it one more time here. Enter me. And then it goes what? Set me on my feet, and I heard him who what? Spoke to me. So the Spirit enters. When the Spirit enters, it moves you. Now you can do. You heard him that speak. All right, I'm going to break that for you. I'm going to break that. John 6, verse 63. Because we're not talking about spooky spirit here. You spook people off. We're not talking about that. Talking about knowledge here, wisdom. So let's start. This is what he's talking about. Let's read it. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The word I speak to you, they are what? So when you hear the word, and it enters you. The word is the Spirit. When it enters you, it moves you to do. You heard what I'm saying here. The word comes to you. You understand it, and you're able to move. The word that coming from this pulpit, it has to be the word here. If you notice, if you come here any amount of time, you know, 90% of what comes from here is all word, all word. If you don't like scripture, you're not going to like this church. That's it. If you don't like scripture, you won't like this church. Because that's what you get. That's what you're going to get. That's what we got. We're going to give you the word. When the word enters me, oh, I was sad, man. But the word enters, man. And then joy comes. My feet start to move. It set me on my feet. And I heard. The word is the spirit. So you got to get that word inside of you. Start digging in, and I'm going to close with three examples. Number one example is Jesus. Jesus has a situation, human situation. He had a crowd of people that he was ministering to, right? And Jesus was long-winded, just like me. He keep the people in there over time. So the people now was hungry. They had to eat. Past their time. Jesus had compassion. He says to the disciples, feed them. They say, you crazy. There's 5,000 people out here beside children and women. How are we going to feed them? Where are we going to get enough bread to feed these people out in the desert? Remember we said, all things reside in the spiritual realm. I'm going to prove my point now. All things that we need reside in the spiritual realm. And they are spiritual reality. Our problem is to make them earthly reality. That is our problem. So let's see how Jesus is going to do this thing now. He says, feed them. The disciple gave him the most logical thing. All of us would do it. Everywhere there, we tell Jesus the same thing. Shop is far. Got to go way to the town. It's going to be about $1,000. We count up all the money. It's easy to tell the people just go home. Jesus says, no, we will feed them. Why did Jesus say that? He was a human, just like Peter and all of them. He was no different. So we want to see why he could say that. Look at John 6, verse 6. We're going to see what Jesus see, and we're going to do what Jesus do. But this, he says to what? Test them. For he himself knew what he would do. He has the knowledge. He has the light. He has the light. He has the light. He has the light. He has already known what to do. He was not guessing. He has the light. They didn't have the light. Hallelujah. When you have light. Look at the next verse. Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may have a little. They don't have the light.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.